So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, Tammy Hambrow has deleted all recent snaps of her Love Island star fiancé, Matt Zukowski, following a recent cheating scandal. Married at First Sight's Richard has revealed which co-star he trusts the most, and this is the last person we expected. And several Married at First Sight 2024 cast members have been reprimanded for going rogue and breaching contracts. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Influencer Tammy Hambrow has seemingly deleted all recent photos of her and her Love Island star fiancé, Matt Zukowski. In case you missed it, the couple's whirlwind romance has hit rocky ground in recent weeks after it was revealed that Matt had slid into another woman's DMs. Now, while it was alleged that he was messaging the woman on behalf of a friend, recent social media activity has hinted at trouble in paradise for him and Tammy, who got engaged just 3 months after hard launching their relationship. In early April, the couple appeared to unfollow each other on Instagram before refollowing one another after fans noticed. Now, Tammy has culled her account of all recent contacts she previously posted with Matt. At the time of recording, the most recent post of the couple is a video from the 9th of March in which the pair cuddled in a compilation of small clips. The post was captioned, "Bestie, life is so fun with you." However, it is worth noting that Matt has commented on more recent pics of Tammy's and she is still wearing her engagement ring, so watch this space. Married at First Sight's Richard Sauerman has revealed which of his co-stars he trusts the most and the least, and I definitely did not see this one coming. Despite failing to find love with Andrea Thompson during the marriage experiment, Richard has since revealed that he's found solace in friendships that he built on the show. Appearing on Yahoo Lifestyle's Behind the Edit podcast, the 62-year-old said there's only one person from the show that he trusts. He dished, "He's not going to be my best mate, but he's a really, really solid guy and a good guy. I speak to Jack every week, and anything I say to him, he doesn't go and say it to anybody else. Unlike, for example, I was sending texts and things to Andy, and I heard them being read out on podcasts. Like, no, I'm not going to talk to you if you're going to tell other people what I've said. You've got to talk to someone, so I talk to Jack. If I go to the Gold Coast, I will for sure see Jack and Tori and go out for dinner with them, 100%. Now, while Richard was open about trusting Jack, he couldn't say the same for Timothy Smith, whom he said he was let down by during the experiment. He explained, "When I was on the show and Andy and I were having difficulties, I was quite confused. I didn't know what was going on and I felt like, what's happening here? You want to talk to someone, so I talked to Timothy because he was the oldest groom and the closest to my age." According to Richard, pretty much everything that he said to Timothy, he told to his TV wife, Lucinda Light. She then allegedly told Andrea because they were very, very close. Richard added, "So it took me a while to tweak that, and when I did, I was like, oh, okay, I better shut up. I realized that I couldn't actually trust him, so I felt a little bit let down by him, to be honest, but that's fine. That's okay, it's not a big deal." Several Married at First Sight 2024 cast members are reportedly being reprimanded for going rogue online and breaking their contracts. The cast Instagram accounts are still Channel 9's lock and key. However, this hasn't stopped participants from taking to other platforms such as TikTok to spill the tea on the show. However, Yahoo Lifestyle reports that doing so has landed a number of them in hot water for leaking storylines and breaching their contracts. Namely, Lauren Dunn, Ben Walters, Sarah Meza, and Eden Harper. One insider told the outlet, "Production has come down hard on the cast this year and are happy to make an example of people, reminding them that they've all signed legally binding contracts which they're actively breaching." Now, while no participants are facing legal action for breaching their contracts just yet, Nine has gently reminded them that they would be within their rights to do so. Despite production claims, Ben has denied that he's been in stern talks with Nine after speaking out on TikTok. He said, "I'm grateful for the MAFS opportunity and many good producers and talent team for getting me on board the MAFS wagon. They haven't helped me one bit with the edit I've received and have blocked my publicity to tell my side of the story. And for that, they can continue to reprimand all they like. I feel it's no different to a musician deciding to leave a label and be independent. I've gone a bit bananas on TikTok and they haven't said a peep." That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.